WEOL. We continue our Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Amherst. And joining us right now, we have Sue Bowers, who's president of Mercy Allen Hospital and also the founding member of 100 Women Who Care About Lorraine County. There must be more than 100 women who care about Lorraine County.
We actually have about 200 members right now, so we're really pleased and really proud of what we're able to do for the community with that group.
How did that come together?
A group of us met in grad school, my friends Libby Thunning, Nancy Sullivan, and Marcia Miller, and the four of us became really close friends during grad school, and we started traveling together and exchanging Christmas gifts, and one Christmas, we looked at the gifts that we got, and although they were very nice, we thought, you know, couldn't we pool our money and do something bigger for the community? And about 6 months later, we heard about a group that had been formed in Cleveland, and we thought, well, if Cleveland can do it, we can too. So we got together and looked at our contact lists, and we started 100 Women Who Care About Lorraine County, and we had our first meeting in October of 2010, and that night we raised money for Soul to Soul, which provides shoes for needy children. It's a program that Lori Campana started, and we raised over $6,000 that night. And we, the collective group, just thought, wow, what an impact, you know, we can do in the community.
How many women got together that very first night? Do you remember?
That first night, there was about 70. We allow women to join as an individual, or they can join as a team, because some women can't commit to the $100 each quarter, but they can form a team with three other women, and then they're each responsible for $25, and then they can join as a team member.
So beyond Soul to Soul, what other kind of impact have you made?
We raised money for the Children's Development Center, and they used that money to provide a camp in the summer for autistic children. And as you know, the Children's Development Center is right here in Amherst, headed up by Tom Miller. We raised money to help stamp out human trafficking through the Human Trafficking Coalition of Lorraine County. Recently, money went for the backpack program through Second Harvest Food Bank, which supplies backpacks for kids on Friday with enough food to get them through the weekend, because some of these children would not eat then until they went back to school Monday morning for breakfast. A couple of hot meals programs to supply food for needy families in Lorraine and Elyria. The Haven Center for the homeless. So the charities that we sponsor have to be in Lorraine County. We want our money that is pledged and donated to remain here in Lorraine County, and thus far we've raised $120,000, and every penny has stayed here in Lorraine County.
And I suppose many of the ideas for these different organizations come from the women involved with that, because everybody has a certain interest or a knowledge or an understanding of an area that needs help.
Absolutely. The members, the voting members, are who submit a nonprofit that they're passionate about, and we collect all the nominations. We pull three out of the hat. If your nonprofit is selected that night, that member gets up and gives a 3 to 5 minute spiel on why they're passionate about that and why the members should vote for it. And we allow time for questions and answers, and then the members vote. It's a simple majority. Whoever gets the most votes that night wins the money. So if we have 100 women and or 100 teams, and each of those donate $100 that night, that charity will walk away with $10,000. So very simple concept.
Well, I suppose there's a lot of discussion. Women are good at expressing themselves, and a little debate goes on just to try to see whose idea is a little bit better. Obviously, all the ideas mostly are good ideas, but you can't give money everywhere, but this kind of gives a process that people can kind of...
I think it's also raised the awareness of the vast need that's here in the community, and until this event, I really didn't know a whole lot about the Human Trafficking Coalition in Lorraine County and how big that's a problem here for these young kids that are, you know, brought into prostitution and sold as sex slaves, you know, across the country. That's a problem right here in Lorraine County, and I know a lot of women didn't realize that until they heard that presentation that night.
Well, you must also get feedback then from these organizations that are helped by that, because it's one thing to sort of contribute money, but to see where that goes and the individual or the results of that is probably what's really gratifying.
Right. Our next meeting is actually tomorrow night at 6:30. We meet over at Quaker Steak and Lube on Transportation Boulevard in Sheffield Village. And so at tomorrow night's meeting at 6:30, the representative from the previous meeting's charity will be there, and it's someone from the St. Jude's Church in Elyria, their Helping Hands program, will come and talk about how they spent the money, what they used it for, what kind of impact it had. So at each meeting, the winner from the previous meeting comes and talks and kind of gives a report on what they did with the money.
Wow, that's a lot different than sometimes when people write a check and they send it to an organization and they hope it does good things. But to see sort of the specificity of that is really important, I think.
It is. And when the four of us got together, we thought, you know, okay, we could pool our money and, you know, each of us could give $100, but what would our individual $100 check do? But when we pool them together with 100 others, you know, my little check might not seem like it makes much difference, but together we felt it was being a part of something bigger.
Are you looking to become bigger, to grow that pool of resources, so to speak?
Absolutely. If we, you know, our goal is to always be able to have $10,000 on each of our quarterly meetings. So anybody who wants to come, all they have to do is show up tomorrow night at 6:30 with a check, and we'll get them signed up. And it's a very simple process. It's 1 hour. You know, we actually are done in 45 minutes.
Do you have to be a woman?
We'll take your money.
Hear that, Bruce?
Sure.
Get out your checkbook.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right.
Now, Sue Bowers, you're also here as president of Mercy Allen Hospital.
Correct.
In Oberlin. Got to ask you, what's new?
What's new? Well, there's lots of changes in our company, lots of changes within healthcare. So, geez, where do you want to start? But
well,
Mercy's doing very well. Mercy Allen Hospital is a part of the Mercy Lorraine system. We have our physical fitness program here, our outpatient therapies here right at the Mercy Park system here. I'm actually a member here, so it's a great place to come and exercise. But this has been a beautiful facility upstairs for our patients to come and get therapy.
What kind of things do you do here?
I like to run and do the exercise bikes or the exercise machines upstairs, and then on Saturday I like to bring my grandson here to go swimming.
So. Oh yeah, people in the pool already this morning. More people coming in. A class or two coming up at 9 or 10 o'clock.
Well, that's what we've learned a lot. There's a lot of things for all families, all ages, couples to do here, and that's really what a Metro Parks facility is all about: being open to the whole community, whoever wants to use it.
Absolutely, and I think that's what Mercy stands for too. You know, we're here to serve the community, we're here to provide great health care for the community, and it's a great partnership to do it with the Metro Parks.
Sounds good. Sue Bowers, president of the Mercy Allen Hospital and the founding member of 100 Women Who Care About Lorain County. And again, there you had another meeting, you said, coming up.
Our next meeting is tomorrow night, right? Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at Quaker Steak and Lube over in Sheffield Village. So all you have to do is come up and become a member.
And I'm sure they can find you within the restaurant there. No problem.
Absolutely.
For that, to see you there. Sue, thanks for sharing our time with us this
Thank
morning.
You.